first voters in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district get their first chance to pick a new representative in Congress in next Tuesday's special primary election. The district was previously held by former U.S. Representative Sean Duffy. It spans 20 counties in northern and central Wisconsin. All this week, we'll talk to the candidates on the ballot, and today we'll start with one of two Democrats on the ticket. Lawrence Dale is an independent insurance agent and a candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 7th District Democratic primary. Lawrence, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, start us off, Lawrence, please, with your basic pitch for voters. Why should they vote for you?
Well, that's one thing about my campaign. I don't really have a basic pitch, but I do have a legislative agenda that I envision upon being elected to Congress. And I think the most immediate thing that I see, especially with regard to the 7th District, is that we have to retain all the small businesses that we have. We can't afford to be losing any. And, you know, since 2004, not specific to the 7th District alone, but we've lost about 7,000 small dairy farm operations. And as you know, these are highly capitalized. They could be in excess of several million dollars in land, plant, animals, equipment, and all that kind of thing. And yet we're seeing these vibrant businesses being basically foreclosed upon. We lead the nation here in Wisconsin for foreclosures on small farm operations for the last 3 years. So I would, first of all, in Congress, I would seek legislation that would put a moratorium on these industrial dairy farm operations. That way, you know, we're not really seeing fair competition between the small dairy farm operators and these concentrated animal feeding operations, in this case, the industrial dairies. And secondly, I think we need to look at a policy like Canada's that really focuses on preserving the small family farms, and it's called supply management. And just the opposite has been happening here in Wisconsin. We are seeing legislation in terms of initiatives being passed that increase the production of that call for the increased production of raw milk at a time. And this was back in 2012 with the initiative that was called Grow Wisconsin Dairy. And that was done to increase production at a time when we were already seeing oversupply of raw milk, forcing thousands of small dairy farm operations to leave the business. Now, this kind of thing just smacks of corruption. I mean, why would an initiative be passed to increase milk production when small family farm operations are being forced out of business already by oversupply? So, you know, once you get an oversupply going, what it does, it reduces the cost for small farmers. And if the costs go below their operating costs, then they're forced to leave. The thing is, small dairy farm operators in Wisconsin produce a superior product. They're environmentally friendly and sustainable. And we don't see things like it's happening now where the governor is asking for taxpayers' money to clean up the manure mess left behind by these industrial dairies.
Lawrence, I want to switch gears to cover some other topics, too. We invited listeners to offer questions on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Marianne has a health care question. She wants to know if you'll protect people with pre-existing conditions. What would you tell her?
Well, I'm in favor of the Medicare for All, which means that it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of condition you're in or what kind of medical care or mental health care you need. Under the Medicare for All system, we would see everybody being treated as having a right to Medicare and a right to health care, rather. And so with that being the case, everybody would be covered. And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, yeah, that sounds like a lot of money. And it is. And the way we get that money is just like FDR did back in the 30s. He went to the business sector to get it. It's called a wealth tax. And we see large sectors of our economy that, especially in financial services and in Wall Street, that don't pay taxes on their trades. But if you walk down the street of Superior or any other town where you had a merchant selling goods, they would be also putting sales tax on that transaction. So there's plenty of money just on Wall Street alone to cover the cost of Medicare for All. And then you don't have to worry about deductibles and copays We have a dysfunctional healthcare system right now, and we're seeing 500,000 Americans a year having to declare bankruptcy just because they get sick. And this is the same thing for small business operations, dairy farmers, and farmers, you know, all across the seventh face this prospect. Insurance is unaffordable under the current system, and it's time to move on. And there's plenty of money there through a wealth tax to come up with whatever the cost might be.
Talking to Lawrence Dale, running as a Democrat in the primary race in a special election for the 7th Congressional District. We also heard from Dave on Facebook, who wants to know if you support campaign finance reforms, and Dave says getting special interest money out of politics.
You know, I think that's the whole problem with the dairy crisis we're having in this state. We have, I believe, a corrupt Republican leadership that is really turning their backs on the small business operations here in Wisconsin, not only in dairy, like I just explained, but also 5 years ago, they put through the mining bill, Senate Bill 1, and that was sponsored by Tom Tiffany. And there was no discussion about this mine bill with the community. It was just kind of shoved down our throats up here. And what that mining bill called for was the utter destruction of our multi-billion dollar tourist economy. They planned on strip mining an area. In fact, it was part of the bill, and Tom Tiffany spearheaded this bill. And you should keep that in mind. But what's happening is we're seeing these politicians, and there's Democrats that do it too, that seem more interested in their self-promotion and their own careers than they are interested in the public interest. And that's why we need public financing of elections. Now, my opponents, I just read, between the two Republicans have over $1,300,000 already into the primary. And you know what? I'm lucky to have gas money. So I hope people go to my website and do a donation. My website is dale2020.com to keep this campaign alive. None of the other candidates, Democrat or Republican, have any plans as far as helping the farmers. The other thing I would do legislatively to help the farmers is to make sure that this milk is labeled. You know, with the industrial dairy farms, they use a lot of antibiotics to keep, you know, 6,000 to 7,000 cows on one farm from being overcome by viruses. And of course, that lowers our susceptibility to viruses of all kinds. And once we partake that milk, there should be strong labeling requirements so that the consumer can know the difference. And, you know, I can't see why Governor Evers is trying to raise $1 million to bail out that industry. They're just a horrific public health hazard to have them in this state to begin with. And there's 16 of them in Kewaunee County that used to be a tourist area. And now we're seeing algae blooms on Lake Michigan. We're seeing all this manure they produce on a daily basis, which is like, I don't know, 16 times more than it's produced in Madison on a daily basis. So this is a real problem. That industry should take care of their clean up after themselves or get out. They're too much of a health hazard to have around to begin with. And the Republican leadership knew that from the get-go, and so did the Democrats who were in power even before them. So they're not acting in good faith with the people of Wisconsin or of the 7th District. And we have to have somebody in there like me who's going to fight to make sure our small businesses are kept alive, and that these threats of throwing in these huge industrial multi-billion dollar big ag and big mining, big oil, all coming at us, all this money being thrown into the Republican and some of it into the Democratic campaigns. I'm not a zealot for either party. I am an FDR Democrat, and I think that, and I know that more attention has to be focused on ensuring that the rights of working people are upheld and not the big corporations.
Let me throw one more issue at you before we run out of time. Lawrence, immigration, a long-running issue in Congress and for President Trump, for that matter. What would your priorities be?
Well, first of all, it's a problem that's really created by big business. They're the ones that are hiring these people into the country that have job openings. I guess you heard about the big raids that were going on in Mississippi to get all these Mexican foreigners that had come into this country illegally, but nevertheless got jobs, you know. So if you're out there advertising for jobs, you know, on the underground communication market, then you're going to get this problem. So the fact is there should be more pressure put on the employers and higher fines and making sure these people, you know, are documented before you hire them. Secondly, we're seeing a lot of money in terms of subsidies thrown out there to the large corporate farms, the commodity crop growers of corn, soy, and wheat. And what we're seeing with them is that they're so highly subsidized that they can undercut Mexican markets for corn, for example, throwing millions of farmers and their families, millions of people out of work. And that puts pressure on our borders. They're desperate. And of course, the other thing is we're not monitoring the foreign aid we're giving to places like Honduras and El Salvador. Why do they have all this gang violence down there? Why do these countries not have democratic elections? Those are things that we could monitor and help with, and that would take the pressure off the border big time, all these suggestions that I just gave.
Lawrence, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope everybody gets out and votes on February 18th. My website is dale2020.com.
That's Lawrence Dale, an independent insurance agent. He's a Democrat running in next Tuesday's special primary election in the 7th Congressional District. To hear more conversations with some of the other candidates in the race, tune in to Central Time tomorrow and Thursday at 3:30. It's not the only primary election on next Tuesday's ballot. Voters statewide will get their first chance to vote for candidates running for state Supreme Court this year. Tune into the morning show this week to hear interviews with each of those candidates. And to catch up on any candidate interview you may have missed, go to WPR.org and click on the politics link in the news tab.